Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Extra Point Podcast. My name is Todd Stiles. Today is Tuesday, February the 10th. Glad you're on board and listening. Today, I simply want to answer one question that came in after our time in the Word last Sunday, and then just share a word that I received from my Father that I think you'll really enjoy. But first, this question that came in from last Sunday, we were in Exodus 1, and our main idea was that staying put is often the right thing to do because God is working even when we don't see it. And so in response to that, a question came in, quote, help us discern when not to stay put. When do we need to step toward obedience with action, end quote. Great question. And it's an honest one. It's not faithless. It's not one from somebody trying to figure out how to get out of a bad situation. I think it's a very honest question. After all, the book of Exodus is about movement, God moving his people into his presence. But in this initial beginning, they're enduring 300 plus years of suffering, yet God is working in the middle of that. And so we were at the beginning yesterday talking about Exodus 1. And so I think this is a great question. And here's the simple answer. I'll just simply spit it out to you in one sentence, but then I want to give some examples. But we don't stay put when there is new direction or new information. In other words, you could say when there are changes to what is going on, it could be the sign that we're to not stay put and move forward. Now, admittedly, this is very situational. And I'm not saying that we get new revelation as in a more of God's word in that sense at all. I'm just saying that when situations change or we get new direction or the information is adjusted from what it was before, those could be indications it's time to move forward and not stay put. Let me give you an example. One will be somewhat non-emotional. The other could be a little bit more emotional. But I'll just give you an example. Let's say a church planter is deciding to plant a church. And he goes to his sending church or his home church and expresses his desire. And as a whole, the church says, we don't think it's the right time. So he does not want to plant a church in spite of his home church's sensing from the Lord. And he wants their unity. So he decides to wait. He decides to stay put. If that church changes their mind, or if the pastor steps away and a new pastor comes who has a different heartbeat towards planting, or a number of things could change. If they say, hey, we are interested in doing that, then that would mean he would no longer need to stay put. If he were to move to a new city, there's a number of things that could happen in that situation where he would no longer feel like, hey, planting a church would not be planting in spite of my home church or my sending church. It'd be planting in partnership with my sending church. If those things change, if that situation, if information, direction changes, then I think that would mean move forward. So a very simple illustration, not hard to understand, but again, new direction or new information often signifies it's time to move forward. Here's one that's more emotional. Let's say you're in a marriage and it's very difficult. But there's no biblical allowance for you to exit that marriage, and you don't want to exit it. You want to work it out. And so it's months and maybe even years of just a lot of dry, relational, even we could even say maybe prickly relational environments. A lot of tension, at times maybe just avoidance. And so it's not an easy marriage, but there's no biblical allowance to leave the marriage. And so you stay put. But let's say your husband or your wife, they come home, your spouse comes home one day and decides to tell you they have another romantic interest, or they have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or they've been unfaithful. That's information that changes the situation, and you would have an allowance in that situation. You may not want to take it, but that does change the scenario. And so I want to just encourage you, staying put, and I used this phrase yesterday, when there's no way to change it and you have no right way to exit. That may be tantamount to simply saying when you have no new direction or information, then the option is to stay put. But if you get new information, new direction, if the situation changes in such a way that now you have other options still under the authority of God's word, then you don't have to stay put. I think at that point you can ask and determine, is now the time to obey further and to move forward? And now let me mention to you this wonderful, and I'd even call it a devotional word from my father. He emailed this to me, I'd say maybe a week or two ago, just as we got started into Exodus. And I'm not surprised that he did. Here's why. My dad would be what we'd call an Old Testament addict. He loves the Old Testament. I remember growing up, my dad was never a pastor in an official vocational sense. He was a professor and a president of a college. But there was a time that he pastored a small church in Alabama because he loves to preach. So he did that in addition to his college duties. And I think it was while we were there in that small church in Alabama, we drive there every Sunday from Chattanooga. I think it was there that I heard my dad preach on the tabernacle a good bit. I think maybe there were series in Exodus and Leviticus. I'm not sure exactly. And so he loved the Old Testament, still does. And so as he's following us through Exodus, he sent me this beautiful note about Deuteronomy 6:23. And though that verse is not in Exodus, it is referencing the Exodus. And I love the way that he sent this note to me. Here's the verse. Here's Deuteronomy 6:23. It's in the New King James Version. It says, "He brought us out from there so that he might bring us in and give us the land he promised to our ancestors." And that may be the CSB, but that and the New King James are pretty close. The point of that verse is my dad sent me that verse and he kind of summarized it with this phrase. He said, "Todd, isn't it wonderful the way God works?" And he put this in quotes, "He brought us out to bring us in." And in that very moment, just reading that from my father, it was just a beautifully poetic moment for me in a very devotional fashion to realize this was the point of the Exodus, that it wasn't just about deliverance. And he's really summarizing it in a lot of ways what we talked about in our very first message. He's using Deuteronomy 6:23 to do that. And I love the way he put all this in just a few words, that he brought us out to bring us in. And it is. It's just a wonderful, compressed bit of theology about, yes, Israel's deliverance and journey to the promised land, but also, as he went on to explain in his email, our deliverance from sin, and then, of course, journey into Christ, into what Hebrews calls our rest. You know, Hebrews talks about the rest that God gave Israel, rest being the promised land. And now our rest, of course, is Christ, and our journey is into his presence, and we are fully in him, and he's leading us as pilgrims into his full presence one day. So my dad just sent me this beautiful note. He brought us out to bring us in. For the rest of that week, I just kind of quoted that to myself, rehearsed it over and over in my mind. I just reveled in the beauty of this phrase, "He brought us out to bring us in." It reminds me that deliverance really is never the destination. It's only the doorway. God's presence is the destination. Likewise, God doesn't just simply free us from something. He frees us for something. And I would even say he doesn't just save us from something. He saves us to someone. Now, as you read Deuteronomy 6 and you read that verse, it is within a passage about how we're to rehearse these things to our children. And this is the other real meaningful part to me. When my dad sent that email to me, he was actually obeying this very passage, because the passage calls for them to tell this to their children so they know why they're observing these moments and why year after year they're remembering these times. It's because God brought us out to bring us in. And so even though he's giving me a simple phrase from Deuteronomy that describes the Exodus, he's actually obeying this principle as well. He's reminding his son about who God is and how God works. And I just really enjoyed that moment of not only theologically being encouraged by my dad, but then watching my dad simply obey that text. And I love the fact that that text, yes, it points to a physical people going to a physical place, but it's fulfilled in a greater way in Jesus, who brings us to a greater rest, who brings us out of our sin and death and, you know, bondage to Satan, and into forgiveness, and into a people of God, into the presence of God. So all this just was a beautiful moment for me, just in the simple email. And I just want to thank my father for being that kind of dad. And I just want to thank the Lord for putting me in that kind of family. It was a great moment. Yes, poetic, nostalgic. It was memorable, biblical, scriptural, all that packed into one simple email. And I just want to leave that phrase with you and encourage you to rehearse it with your children. And if your kids ask why you do certain things and why you remember certain elements and why we go to Good Friday and why we celebrate Resurrection Sunday or, you know, Christmas Eve service, these are all things we can use to remind our kids that He brought us out to bring us in. And that's still true today. And I hope you'll say it over and over again and again to your children, to your friends, to your relatives, and to yourself. He brought us out to bring us in. And I want to thank my dad for saying it to me. Well, I'll talk to you this weekend, Lord willing, when I see you at First Assembly Church. Until then, have a great week. And remember, He brought us out to bring us in.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.